Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. I was talking on my last show about selling real estate at auction. But what about buying real estate at auction? With all the foreclosures and the internet marketing, there are so many different types of real estate auctions out there that potential buyers can often get confused. Of course, the best type of real estate auction is where it's being auctioned by the owner and they're available to field questions about the property. In many states, they even have a seller's property disclosure that they have filled out. This goes over just about anything that could have ever possibly been wrong with the property. This form, in most instances, actually becomes part of the contract, which can protect the buyer in case something major is inadvertently or purposely not mentioned. Don't panic or walk away from the auction if the seller hasn't provided this form. If the seller is an estate executor or an out-of-state owner, then they probably never lived there and know nothing about the property. I have often seen instances where maybe an elderly person has had so many problems trying to understand these disclosures that they opt not to fill them out at all. I once saw a family member working for their aunt not provide a property disclosure form, as they knew nothing of the property, and the aunt was in a nursing home a long distance away battling a life-threatening health problem, so it just wasn't feasible. The sale went on anyway, and everything was fine. With foreclosures at an all-time high, we see many, many bank-owned properties. These banks know nothing about the homes, except they want to get them sold and get the file off their desk. I always recommend that any buyer get their own expert opinions about a property before they bid on it at an auction. As a buyer, if you're armed with an inspection and maybe an estimate of repairs or remodeling from a contractor, you're way ahead of the game. The downside is that these reports cost you money up front for a property that you don't even own. But in the long run, it can save you thousands of dollars. Many of you noticed I didn't mention getting an appraisal. Appraisals are always something you can have in your arsenal, but any auctioneer will tell you the problem with appraisals is that they put an estimated value on real estate based on sales that have taken place weeks or months ago. They're not based on today's market. It's impossible for them to be based on it. In smaller areas where there are fewer sales, it is so difficult sometimes to find like comparables for an appraisal that they often have to look at properties that have sold 9 months to a year ago. One of the worst examples of an appraisal I ever saw was done on a house that was listed for sale. An offer was made and accepted. The buyer's bank hired the appraiser, and the appraisal came in at $113,000. The buyer had a good down payment, etc., but the deal fell through for another reason. Only 3 weeks later, another buyer was found for the same property, and that person's bank happened to hire the same appraiser to do the appraisal. We joked at the time because the appraiser had all the information on the property already in their computer and it wouldn't take long. Well, it didn't. The appraiser only valued the property at $89,000. The same house, the same appraiser, and in only 3 weeks, the home depreciated $24,000. Nothing drastic had happened in world events, the stock market, or real estate in those 3 weeks to warrant that kind of a drop. But because of it, the second deal fell through, and the seller got so mad, they pulled the property off the market and said they'd die there before they'd sell. But as I said, the more opinions that you have going in at a real estate auction, the better. We often see foreclosed homes on different internet sites where buyers can go and place an offer, or a bid, so to speak. By definition, these sales are still auctions, even though you don't have an auctioneer standing up there asking for bids. The banks, or REO companies that sell real estate at these type of auctions, have teams of lawyers that draw up the contracts that you are agreeing to. And they are a total nightmare to understand. When placing an offer at these type of internet sites, all the advantages have gone to the bank or the seller. With this in mind, remember the buyer's rules for auctions before you bid. As is, where is, with all faults. I once saw an REO company put a number of properties in the state up for an auction that was conducted live or via the internet. This so-called auction was put on by an investment company in Beverly Hills, California, even though the sale was in Denver, Colorado. One particular property was a long ways from Denver, and the listing broker had a firm offer for $27,000. But the REO company had already listed it for the auction, so they wouldn't even look at the offer. The potential buyer wasn't going to travel 300 miles to Denver, that's one way, just to get an opportunity for an answer to their offer. Well, the day of the so-called auction came, and when this property came up, the investment company started with an opening bid of $29,000, and no one else bid, so they marked it sold. The next day, they stated that they could not release what price had been bid over the phone. Huh? Now remember, this was a public auction and over the internet. And if you were there, you could have even videotaped it. These are the unscrupulous types that jump out of the woods every so often and claim to be auctioneers. Anyway, a few days later, it was learned that the REO company did not accept the $29,000 bid. And the listing broker turned in an offer for $25,000 from the same buyer that was offering $27,000 before the auction. And guess what? The bank accepted it. This is one of the reasons I've about had a stroke when the federal government couldn't figure out why all those banks were in trouble, so they took all that money to bail them out. Washington, call me. I can tell you what's wrong with big banking. Now, we also see many legitimate auction companies that auction real estate over the internet, either by timed auctions or live on-site and internet auctions. I've seen millions of dollars worth of property sold this way in recent years. The drawback to a buyer that lives a few states away is the lack of a first-hand look at the home, the general area, and at the neighborhood. If you are looking for a home through this type of venue, you can gain information through the local police department on neighborhood crime statistics, etc. It would be best to make lots of phone calls. Even do an internet search and call the neighbors and speak with them. And I would also advise to, again, pay for expert opinions on the property before ever placing an offer. Probably the most scary example that comes to mind is that under the newest laws on the books, a seller does not have to disclose that a property was used as a meth lab if it has been cleaned up professionally. But I have been told by experts that once you've been making meth in a house, you can never get it out, no matter how much you clean. But if you do your due diligence, the internet venue for buying a home can be a great advantage in our modern society. The last few years, the price of farmland, especially in the Midwest, has risen drastically, and we see more and more of it sold where the first choice of the seller is through a modern auction. As I have spoken before, when buying land at auction, there are many more things to consider. Things such as water rights, wells, grazing permits, lease obligations that may or may not transfer to the buyer, and so forth. Well, what about these multi-par auctions? This is something that most people have never even heard of. In the simplest terms, it's when a large parcel of land is divided up into smaller units and sold off through various bidding rounds to get the most money possible for the seller. Remember that it is the duty of auctioneers to get the most money we can for the sellers, and we work on commission also. So how do multi-par auctions really work? First of all, several tracts of land are individually sold. This creates a baseline for the bidding. Then, eager buyers may bid on one or more of the parcels in any combination imaginable. It would be an impossibility to totally explain multi-par auctions without visual aids, but it's just another type of auctioning method, and not all multi-par auctions are set up the same. Some start with a base price, and then they use that figure to establish the price per acre going into round two of the combination bidding. As I said, not all multi-par auctions are set up the same, and they can be so confusing that some buyers run at their mention. But a good advantage is that buyers are not knocked out of the bidding during the first round when a property is sold. If you are contemplating participation in a multi-par auction, do your homework on the process that the auctioneer is using before jumping in and bidding. Real estate auctions are not set up all the same. For this reason, the auction terms are extremely important to read and understand, as we're talking about tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have seen auctions where you have to have $20,000 or $25,000 on deposit with the auctioneer to even be allowed to get into bid. Wouldn't you want to know how soon that money will be returned if you don't buy anything? I know I would. A few years ago, I saw an auctioneer auction a piece of real estate on a one-page contract. I personally know of no state where you can legally do this. It is always a good idea to look at the real estate sales contract that will be utilized for the auction before the sale. Another thing to look at prior to bidding would be the title commitment. It will, of course, be issued with the price and the buyer to be determined. But if there's a problem or a delay on a saleable title, the auctioneer won't be able to provide this document. You've heard me say this before, but the main thing you need to remember in almost all real estate auctions is that the sale is for cash. Never, never, never wait to talk to your banker until after the auction. See your banker first. I can't count the number of times someone has assured me or someone else that they were already approved for X number of dollars. This approval means little or nothing at an auction. Bankers will still want appraisals and inspections before lending the money, and that pre-approval isn't worth spit come day of closing. Now, I have done a lot of business over the years with people who can call their banker and tell them to wire $100,000, and the money will arrive in a matter of minutes. But let's face it, that doesn't apply to most of us in today's world. I knew a fellow one time that had an antique vehicle that a guy had been waiting to buy for big money for years. Every time they saw each other, it was the same thing. Sell me that car today for $15,000. Well, the guy with the car bid on a piece of property and knew he could sell his car to pay for it. He called his friend after the auction, and you guessed it. He had some unexpected expenses come up, and he couldn't buy the car. The real estate buyer went everywhere trying to borrow the money for the property. He couldn't raise it, and he lost his $4,000 earnest money. So if you fall into the same category as 99% of us normal people, you have to arrange to have the money before you even consider bidding. Real estate auctions are a great place to purchase property quickly for fair market value. You can close quickly and do not have to go through all the worries and hassles of dealing with loan officers and underwriters. So attend a real estate auction in your area, see how they work, and you might just find yourself the owner of your dream home or a good investment property. Thank you.
2,000 now 3, 3,000 now 4, 35 now 4, 4,000 now 5. I need 5,000. I got 5,000 back there. Now 6. 5,000 now 6, 55. 55 now 6,000. There, 6,000 over here. Now 6,
we thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$8,000.